Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of January the 20th through the 24th. This is actually the first week we're going to be putting the podcast on Instagram, so make sure you go follow the Bethlehem High School Instagram page and look in the Instagram TV section for our podcast.
And welcome back to News and Weather. I'm Nisa, and I'm here with Anna and Coda. Let's get on with the news.
2020 homecoming attendance. 6th grade, Colton Amerson and Raina Pitts. 7th grade, Chase Owens and Emma Helms. 8th grade, Mason Beal and Kinsey Paul. 9th grade, Austin Owens and Priscilla De La Cruz. 10th grade, Melvin Bell and Zoe Ellenberg. And Isaac Boatwright and Haley Forehand. 11th grade, Casey French and Chloe Richburg. Curtis Lohman and Destiny Soto. 12th grade, King nominees, Willie Bell, Cade Millett, Jacob Shornessy, Dawson Taylor. 12th grade, Queen nominees, J.C. Ward, Michaelin Wallace, Cheyenne Bray, and Chloe Yarbrough.
Kibigrams will be sold for $1. Please keep an eye out.
News now on to weather.
This is Anna with your weather. Friday, January the 17th, high 65, low 53, no chance of rain. Saturday, January the 18th, high 72 and a low of 46 and a 70% chance of rain. Sunday, January the 19th, with a high of 62 and a low of 37. With a 20% chance of rain. Monday, January the 20th, with a high of 34 and a low of 20, with no chance of rain. Tuesday, January the 21st, with a high of 34 and a low of 21. This weather has been accurate as of January the 16th, 2020. This is Anna with your news. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Hey, Wildcast. This is Avery.
And Coda.
Here today to tell you about some of the interesting apps and technologies in our everyday life. The tech item for this week is the Fitbit. The Fitbit is a watch that monitors your health by tracking your activity, exercise, sleep, weight, and more. The Fitbit has been around for a while, and the developers of this amazing piece of technology have made a sleeker and more sustainable design. The Fitbit comes in the VersaLite, the Versa 2, and the Charge 3, now also featuring a selection of Fitbits so you can monitor your family's health as well. The names of these are in the Inspire family, the Ionic, and the Ace 2, made for kids older than 6. The price range is around $180, and the product can be found on the official website, Fitbit.com.
The apps today is Measure. This app is already downloaded into iPhones, but if you're bored and have nothing to do, this app sounds pretty boring, I'm not going to lie, but it's actually pretty fun to measure things around your house or anywhere you are. This app is for anyone, so parental approval is not needed. This app lets you measure any item that the camera can focus on, big or small. So if you're interested, you can find this app in your iPhone storage, so no download is needed. This has been Coda.
And Avery.
Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for history.
Hi, this is Cameron, Cash, and Tyler. Today we're here to discuss a flash in time. We're going to go back to January 20th to the 24th, so let's get to it.
January 20th, 1892, the first official basketball game takes place at YMCA Gymnasium, Massachusetts.
On January 20th, 1949, Harry Truman's inauguration is the first to be televised.
January 21st, 1950, former State Department official Alger Hiss is convinced of perjury regarding allegations that he was a spy for the Soviet Union.
1954, the first nuclear-powered submarine, USS Nautilus, is launched at Groton, Connecticut.
January 22nd, 1939, the uranium atom is split for the first time using a cyclotron at Columbia University in New York City.
On January 22nd, 1997, the Senate confirms Madeleine Albright as the nation's first female Secretary of State.
January 23, 1964, the 24th Amendment bearing the poll tax in federal elections is ratified.
On January 24, 1950, Percy Spencer, who never graduated from grammar school, receives a patent for the microwave oven.
January 1789, the first novel by an American writer published in America, The Power of Sympathy by William Hill Brown, is printed in Boston. January 1797, Abigail Adams writes to John in Philadelphia, giving him the news of home. January 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell becomes the first woman in America to receive a medical degree. January 1848, J.W. Marshall discovers gold at Sutter's Mill in North California, sparking a gold rush. January 1890, Nellie Bly completes her 72-day trip around the world.
This text is cited by the American Patriots Almanac by William J. Bennett and John Cribb. This is Cash. I'm here with Cameron and Tyler. Tune back in next week for more history. Until then, stay in school and stay cool.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane.
Since I am now the primary host of this show, it will be mostly me, but we'll have some special guest hosts. Probably next week we'll have our first special guest. But for now, it's just me, and today we're going back. The days of the 90s. Today, guys, I'm going to be bringing you seven comedy movies from the 90s. These are in no particular order, by the way. Right off the bat, we have three Jim Carrey movies. We have The Mask, we have Ace Ventura, and we have Ace Ventura 2. These are three movies that I've seen them all, and I really enjoy them. Then we have the Bill Murray movie Groundhog Day, The Waterboy starring Adam Sandler, we have the Christmas classic Home Alone, and finally a movie by the late great Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire. And that is the seven comedy movies from the 90s that I'm going to recommend to you guys this week. I'm Dane, this has been the Days of the 90s, and we'll see you guys next week.
Hey guys, welcome back to Funky Factoids with Nisa and Dane. This week we will be talking about facts related to the human brain. Let's get to it.
Nisa, did you know that the human brain weighs 3.3 pounds?
Wow, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah, big brain.
Big brain energy. Did you know that the human brain makes up 2% of a human body's weight?
I did not realize that. That doesn't seem like it'd be that heavy.
Yeah, it really doesn't, but when you actually put it into perspective, yeah.
All right. Did you know that humans have the largest brain of any vertebrate relative to their body size?
Interesting.
We indeed have big brain energy.
Big brain. That's all the segment's going to be. Big brain.
Big brain, everyone. That's all I need to know.
Thanks, Pewdiepie. Pie. Hey, Dane, did you know that the brain contains about 86 billion nerve cells?
Yeah, I did. I'm just kidding. I did not know that. That's really cool, though.
Yeah.
All of these facts, guys, can be found at www.livescience.com.
Tune in next time for more funky factoids.
All right, everyone, that is going to be the podcast for this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.